Good morning. We all know the feeling of being let down by friends. You prepare a meal, and then all of a sudden, they don't turn up. Or worse, times when we get stabbed in the back by friends. People we trust can say things that embarrass us. Husbands and wives can be very bad at pulling each other down in public. The song says, "You always hurt the one you love." The world's full of unfulfilled promises and vows. Friends can often be job's comforters, and with friends like that, who needs enemies? Jesus had his problems like this. Remember Judas Iscariot, the treasurer of the disciple band, who sold his friend and master for 30 pieces of silver. Why did he do it? Was it for money? Not really, because 30 pieces of silver is less than £10. Was it fear, or jealousy, or revenge? We just don't know. But the good news is that surrounded by people like Judas and Peter who denied him and doubting Thomas, Jesus loved, as the hymn says, with a love that would never let go. There's a story behind that hymn, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." It was written by the Reverend George Matheson. As a very young man, he suffered from a disease which would cause him to become blind in later life. Despite this, he pressed on with his studies to become a minister. He eventually graduated with honours at the age of 19. While at university, he met and fell in love with a fellow student. They were going to get married. George felt that he had to tell her that one day he would be totally blind. He wondered if she would still love him and still marry him. When he told her, she turned round and bluntly said to him, "I don't want to be the wife of a blind man." And he was pierced to the heart. Years later, the memory of that rebuff came flooding back to him. It was on the eve of his sister's wedding. In less than 5 minutes, he penned the immortal words, "O love that will not let me go, unlike earthly loves."